So to speak.
Hablar.
Okay. You get the feedback, which is hablar.
Ah.
Hablar. I speak would be.
Hablo.
Right. Hablo. Hablo.
Hablo.
Yes. Hablo. What is to prepare?
Preparar.
Right. Preparar. I am preparing it.
Lo preparo.
Right. Say it again.
Lo preparo.
Yes, but the O ending has to be very clear. Yes, without hitting it. So you can push down a little more. Lo
Lo
prep.
preparo.
Right. Good. Lo preparo. Lo preparo. Yes. So the push is a signal into the present tense, but then the ending has to be clear. Lo preparo. I'm preparing it. But I don't accept it.
Pero no lo acepto.
Perfect. Pero no lo acepto. Yes. So we have three types of verbs: ar, er, and ir. But there's always the ar at the end. I will divide them and put all the verbs, all those three verbs, actually, into two categories, not three, but two. And I will put them onto two tracks. And we'll say one track are the R verbs, meaning AR, pronounce R. Hablar, comprar, preparar. They always end in R. Yes, the AR is R. That will be on the R track. And the other track would be ER and IR verbs. In other words, we have two categories, not three, but two. Either a verb ends in R, AR, is one category, or it doesn't end in AR. That is the other one. One of the two. Either AR, pronounce R, or not AR. Those are the air or ear. It's not AR. So these are the two tracks. And we have been using primarily now the not AR track, like comprender, like escribir, like vender, like hacer, like salir, and so on. Where for I, but on both tracks, for the present tense, you have to push down. But after you push down, you have to surface. For I, on both tracks, you surface on O. So regardless of whether it is an R verb or not an R verb, as you just did, preparar, I'm preparing is
Preparo.
preparo. I'm preparing it.
Lo preparo.
Lo preparo. To accept is aceptar. I'm accepting it.
Lo accepto.
Lo acepto, only
Lo
one C.
acepto.
Lo acepto, yes. So whether it is an R verb or not an R verb, for I, after you push down, you surface on O. But for you, he, she, it, we have been using the track with er and ir verbs, where after you push down, you surface on e. Yes? Comprender, you understand, is
Comprende.
comprende. Yes. Salir, you are leaving, is
Sale.
sale. To do, hacer, you're doing.
Hace.
Hace, yes. Mm-hmm. Escribir, you're writing.
Escribe.
Escribe. The one little difference was with the decir, you are saying is?
Dice.
Dice instead of dese. Dice. So that is the track, which is not the art track. On the art track, then for he, she, it, and you, after you push down, you will surface on a, not on e, but on a, which means that we have two key sounds. We have two tracks, the R track for the R verbs, AR verbs, after you push down, for he, she, it, and you, you will surface on a. On the other track, that is not the R track, after you push down, you surface on e. So we have either a or e, a or e. These are the two key sounds in the whole present tense for all verbs. So, therefore, you speak would be?
Habla.
Right. You push down, habla. You speak, he speaks, she speaks, it speaks, habla. So, if you ask somebody, do you speak English, would be?
Habla inglés.
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 Inglés. How would you spell inglés?
I with an X.
Hmm?
I.
Inglés. Mm-hmm. I.
With a N.
I. N, yes.
G.
Mm-hmm.
L. I.
No. I would be E. Inglés.
E. With an E.
Mm-hmm.
Double S.
One S.
One S. Okay.
So once more, say it.
I-N-G-L-E-S.
I-N-G-L-E-S. According to the nose rule, I would pronounce it Inglés.
Then there's an accent.
Where?
Over the E.
Right. So I-N-G-L-E, accent over the E-S, Inglés. Because without the accent, it would be Inglés. Yes? Remember the nose rule. Yes? Is that clear? So, Inglés. So, again, do you speak English, would be?
Habla.
Once more? Yes.
Habla Inglés.
Right. Habla, that push. Yes. Habla Inglés.